question from Prashant Prabhu. Can you please explain in detail how jnana and karma are the cause of material desires? This question is based on a quote of Srila Prabhupada, that pure bhakti is the only way to avoid sinful action and suffering. There Prabhupada says that pure bhakti is anyabhilashita shunya. In other words, it is free from material desires which result from karma and jnana.
So,
answer, the word material can have multiple meanings. At a simplest level, it refers to that which is related with matter. So, when we want to possess, control and enjoy matter, that desire is material desire. And essentially karma, the path of karma, which essentially refers to the path of karmakanda, is the path for regulated material enjoyment based on scriptural guidelines. So, for example, going to Swarga and getting better facilities for enjoying the material world in this world itself. Both these are the characteristics of the path of karma, and both involve fulfilling material desires. So, by hearing the scriptural description of such material enjoyments, for example, the beautiful gardens of Swarga, where one can enjoy, one's material desires get kindled. So, some people may want to fulfill these material desires without going through scriptures, by their own independent endeavors, and such people comprise the majority today. But in the past ages, people would want to fulfill material desires through scriptural guidelines. So, that is the path of karmakanda, and naturally, the karmakanda is also resulting in material desires. Krishna describes about this in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 2, verses 42-43, where he describes that Yamimam pushpitam vacham pravadantya viparashchita vedavadrata parthananyadastiti vyadinaha kamatmana svarga parajanma karma phala pradam kriya vishesh bahulam bhogaishvare gatim prati. So he says these people are so filled with material desire that they are kamatmanaha. It is as if their atma is made of kama. Here the word atma is used in the figurative sense to refer to what is innermost in one's being. Kamatmanaha. So these are the people who are following karma kanda, so that Swarga para, they want to go to Swarga, and they get so attracted by these flowery descriptions, Pushpitam Vacham, that Nanyadastitivadinaha. They said that there is nothing else that is taught in the Vedic scriptures, and Krishna says that such people cannot develop the one pointed intelligence for practicing spiritual life. That's what he describes in the next verse, Bhogeshwari Pasaptanam 2.44. So, we generally talk of material desires, and we may be referring to sinful desires. But the desires of material enjoyment in general are entangling. And from the absolute perspective, any desire to enjoy separate from Krishna, it can be considered to be sinful, because we are ultimately parts and parcels of Krishna. And we are meant for His enjoyment. And this is not a form of self-deprivation. Because in giving enjoyment to Him, we ourselves get the highest enjoyment that we can ever get in any way. So it is not self-deprivation, it is self-fulfillment. And karma deprives us of the self-fulfillment, because it kindles material desires, although those material desires may be within scriptural guidelines. Now the path of jnana is based on also on a material conception of the spiritual reality. The material conception of spiritual reality means the idea is that matter has form and matter is limited. That because spirit is unlimited, so spirit should not have any form. Spirit should not have any qualities, activities, relationships. So it is basically a negative material conception projected on spirit. And the desire for jnana is generally a desire for liberation. Jnana refers not just to just knowledge in general, it refers in the philosophical context to the path of Jnana Kanda, which aims for merging into the Brahman. Now that is the desire to become God. And such a desire again is sinful, because instead of wanting to serve God, we want to imitate God. We want to take up His position, arrogate His position for ourselves. So the word sinful here does not refer to the sense of immoral. The scriptures use the word sinful also in different senses. So sometimes it can refer to, sin may refer to those activities which harm others, which violate the scriptural teachings for being moral and good towards others. But that is one definition of sin. But from the absolute perspective, anything that keeps us away from Krishna and perpetuates our illusory material existence, which ultimately is filled with suffering, any such activity is sinful. So in that sense, jnana is also a cause of material desires. So, because it is the desire to become God, and it is essentially the desire to be the controller. So to be one with the controller, the same as more or less to be the controller. And in that sense, because the jnani has not yet given up the false ego, rather the jnani is trying to push the false ego in the topmost way, by not just becoming number one in a particular field in this world, like in a class or in a company or in a state, but the person wants to become number one in all of creation by becoming one with God. So that desire is based on the false ego. The false ego is the subtle material element that causes the soul to be covered by illusion and body misidentification. So because the desire to be God, and that is the goal of the path of jnana, is based on the false ego. Therefore, it is considered material. So that's why jnana also leads to material desires. And further, often those who aspire for impersonal liberation are unable to attain that liberation, but fall back from the spiritual path. Aruya krichrena parampadam tada patantyado anadrudishmadangraya. And they again fall to grosser material desires also. So because the spiritual reality is not variegated, it doesn't attract the heart. And when it does not attract the heart needs some sort of attractiveness, and therefore from the aspiration for Brahman liberation, one falls back to material existence, where one falls into grosser material desires. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport of 1.1.1, in the Bhagavatam, in the first chapter basically, he writes that because the beauty of the absolute truth has been obscured by the impersonalists, so more and more people, having no spiritual pathway for directing their urge for beauty, find themselves attracted materially due to the urge for beauty. And in this way, impersonalism, the path of jnana, promotes materialism. That is the path of karma. So in this way, karma and jnana are also the cause of material desires. Thank you.